Troy from ZA Comics here with another travelogue. Still in Dubai, at the Dubai Marina. Later on in this video, I'm going to show you some footage from the desert party we went to later that night. But first, let's talk a little bit about the Dubai Marina. Man-made marina, about 2 miles long. One of the more exclusive areas of Dubai. Another little interesting fact, Amazing Race actually did one of the legs there. They have the longest urban zip line. It's like almost 2 miles long, and you reach speeds of up to 50 miles per hour. It does cost about $200 to ride that zip line. I didn't ride it, but it wasn't because of the price. It was just because we were crunched for time. But, you know, that's still kind of pricey for a zip line. But it is the longest urban zip line in the world. But I got a lot more footage from the desert party than I did from the marina. So let's go ahead and start that film.
I had to get the obligatory photo in front of the hashtag Dubai Marina sign right there. And in the background, let me pan out and show you, these buildings are so tall. It's known as the tallest property block in the world. And you can see why. Every one of these buildings is a high rise. And you got some shops, you know, to the left and right along the promenade there, the walkway. And just to show you how tall these things are, let me start at the base and go all the way to the top. These are legitimate skyscrapers. There is the marina, the 2 miles they made on both sides that lead directly into the marina at the center. If you're in the Middle East, you gotta ride a camel. I know it doesn't look like it right there, but I felt like I was falling off of him in the front. And I felt like I was about 30 feet in the air, even though it's only, you know, maybe 8 feet tall at the shoulders. These camels are huge. They're very strong. You saw how quickly he got up with two big dudes on her. You know, I'm pushing 250 and the guy behind me is pushing close to 200. So that camel's, you know, hauling around 500 pounds. And here he is. Oh, it looks like I was about to fall off there again, too. My heart stopped both times. Those camel, you've got to ride one once. After the camel ride, we go inside the party area and they have some free, they're almost like little donut holes and some coffee. They love their falcons, as I told you in an earlier video. Here is one of those beautiful birds. As the sun was setting, we started getting our food, and that is also when a lot of the shows started. Here they had the falcon right before the falconing. That video got corrupted, so I can't show it to you guys. But you could pay to have your picture taken with the falcons. But let me tell you, these birds are really amazing. Another thing you got to do besides ride camels in the Middle East is a hookah. These things have flavored tobacco and are awesome. Just before dusk, they had the falconing, which I told you that video got corrupted. But as soon as the sun went down, the fire show started. This guy was pretty amazing. Each show went on for probably 15, 20 minutes. After that, we had the guy, this guy started spinning so much that I got dizzy. He sped up, and those plates in his hands, he would have them spread out and spinning, and I'm just watching him now, I get a little dizzy. And after that, they came out with, of course, the belly dancer. You know, the Middle East, known for belly dancing. And this woman was just amazing at her craft. The belly dancing is kind of like a burlesque. They removed some clothing all the way down to the what you see here. But the most impressive part came after this when she did the balancing. This is an actual sword that we got to see, and it is actually balanced on her head. All these movements, the sword never dropped once, so that was kind of impressive right there.
Those were a couple of snippets that I didn't get to show you everything we did. It would have been like a 3-hour video. The marina, we were only there for a short time. Really impressive. The desert party, very memorable. I wish I could have showed you the falconing. It was crazy amazing how they train these birds to catch the things for them. Plus, the fire show was really good. The spinning dude made me dizzy. And the belly dancer at the end was amazing. The food, really good. You know, the whole atmosphere was great. A lot of that toward the end, they did, even though Muslims don't really drink, they will serve you liquor. So there was plenty of liquor flowing at that desert party. And everybody had a good time. This is all I have. That's the down and dirty for the Dubai Marina and for the desert party we had out in the middle of the desert in Dubai. I'm not sure where. So if you enjoyed this video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe to our YouTube channel, man. It helps us out a lot. Don't cost you nothing. You can also catch us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And until you see us on that next video, later, nerds.